This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today is May 1st. Yes, it is the 1st of May, the oomph of May, beginning of the fifth month of 2018, Jennifer.
It's May Day, Dougie.
Right along. It is May Day. May Day, May Day. Where did that come from? It's like the SOS. SOS means save our ship, but something that's used equally is May Day. May Day. Anybody know where they? I asked the question because I don't know the answer where it came from. May Day, the term May Day, May Day, when you're in distress.
Keep asking it. Maybe
send us a point. You can send it to me
apparently,
on Twitter.
Here we go. Dark apparently, yes. May Day sounds like, I don't know exactly how to say this. I guess May Day in French, like A Day, like aid. And then, aid. So it's like help me.
Help me,
so I don't know why they didn't just say help me instead of the French version, but that's apparently why.
Okay. May Day comes out pretty fast. As opposed to help me.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
We're here to help make your life better, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Jennifer with the trending stories of the hour.
Well, three big burning stories today. Overnight, Bob Mueller's questions for Donald Trump were leaked to the New York Times. Now, how this stuff happens, I have no idea. But Special Counsel Robert Mueller has this list of questions that he presented allegedly to President Trump's legal team a few months back, and they have been leaked to the New York Times. This is obviously the latest in a string of deliberate disclosures relating to this ongoing probe into Russian involvement into the U.S. presidential election in 2016. The New York Times this morning is saying that it obtained the questions without specifying how, called some of the questions tantalizing, and suggested, they reveal that Mueller may have uncovered pre-election outreach by Trump's campaign to Russian officials. The questions also cover, and this is reportedly, cover Trump's motivations for firing FBI Director James Comey a year ago, as well as his reaction to Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, recusing himself from the Russia investigation. Already, President Trump is on Twitter blasting this leak, calling it disgraceful. And, we might as well use his own words. Here's the president's tweet from earlier today, just an hour or two ago. So disgraceful that the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. No questions on collusion. Oh, I see. You've made up phony crime. Collusion that never existed. An investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice. It would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never was committed. Witch hunt! Exclamation point.
We should have a new... We should start with some of these headlines and ask... is this headline truth or doo-doo?
I just think we should have a segment, the leak of the day, because it seems like that's maybe. Just what's happening, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, what else do you have?
All right, so that's going on for President Trump. Now, speaking of the White House, because really all of these stories somehow have something to do with the president, there was a big rumor going around that John Kelly was on the outs with the president as his chief of staff because perhaps he might have called him an idiot. That was some of the reporting yesterday. Well, it turns out
Get fired for calling Trump an idiot, the White House would be empty.
It seems that President Trump is actually so impressed with John Kelly that he is looking at him to run the VA. Dr. Ronny Jackson, the president's doctor, was pulled out last week. I think this would be a great choice. It would probably be a lot easier for Trump to find someone to be an effective chief of staff and have John Kelly's temperament and organizational skills put to use at the VA. Now, there's no confirmation on this. Again, these are just rumors.
Rumors!
Seems that's how we do
truth
these days.
Or doo-doo.
Now, this is just where it goes too far. People's political opinions, you cannot like them, but you don't have to threaten to kill them. On Sunday, a California rapper ordered local gang members to attack Kanye West over his support for President Donald Trump. Daz Dillinger, who is a cousin of Snoop Dogg, issued a crip alert for gang members in an Instagram video. He said, quote, "We're in one boat and they're killing all of us." He jumps over there and says, "Master, I'm your side." And he continued on to say, "I'm with you, Master Trump. Burn all these N-words." This is according to TMZ. So a crip alert has been issued from Snoop Dogg's cousin against Kanye West.
We need a cleansing. Ah, good God. All right. Here's something that's going on in Standish, Michigan. A judge upheld a conviction of a man who cursed in front of children after falling out of a canoe, ruling that Michigan's 112-year-old anti-swearing law is constitutional. District court jury convicted Timothy Boomer, 26-year-old computer programmer, of violating the ban when he let loose with a stream of expletives. He was fined $75, ordered to work 4 days in a child care program. The sentence was deferred while the case was appealed. So the ACLU came in and said that his freedom of speech was violated. Yes or no? Was his freedom of speech violated? He tipped over a boat, and when he came up out of the water, he started with obscenities, and there were children around, and so the parents of the children sued this guy, and that's where the court case came from.
I think everybody that sued him should be put in a canoe and tipped over and see if they shot anything else.
I agree. Oh, my God.
Where the hell do these people come from? Ah! All right, there's another one. You're going to ask yourself, there's a picture that's making its rounds. That's a trending picture of a deer with an arrow sticking out of its neck.
Oh.
So this reminds me of the old Steve Martin bit, only this, you know, you remember seeing pictures of Steve Martin with it looked like an arrow going through his head.
Yeah.
Is one of his bits. This is not a bit. In southwestern Oregon, I'm guessing there's either somebody's got a bad shot or is intentionally maiming these deer by shooting arrows through their neck. Either way, wildlife officials offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of whoever is responsible for this. You can see live deer roaming around with arrows stuck in them.
Oh,
look at the picture. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
That picture. Nope.
Yep. Well, anyway. Nope. The deer were able to eat and walk around.
Is anyone helping them?
Yeah, well, they're trying. These people. Are you kidding? There's so many environmental police wandering around and park rangers all over the place. Yeah, this is giving them something to do, although it's a sad state of affairs. What they did was tranquilize them, take the arrows out and patch them up, and then let them go. They'll be okay. They're not going to die, although it doesn't look good to see an arrow sticking through the neck of an animal like
yeah.
this, for sure.
What's the deal? Is it accidental, or is this
intentional? They haven't figured it out yet. They're offering $500 reward for somebody. It's the Turn the Poachers In program, which pays for information in cases involving illegal possession, killing, or wasting certain animals. This has been done with sheep and moose and antelope, bears apparently, all that stuff is something. And so the reward for this particular instance, $2,000, up from $500. I said this before when you were just talking about the silly stuff that was aimed at President Trump or some of the things people. We just have too many people in this country. Too many people who are out of their minds. And maybe they're out of their minds because they're having to deal with so many different people. I don't know what it is, but I know that there are a lot of things going on that are just crazy. Just crazy. They are.
Well, maybe the Crips will take care of that.
Yeah. I
don't like living in a place where gang violence is threatened after somebody who goes on a tirade about something that he likes politically. or whatever.
But you see, the news media falls into this stuff, and then everybody looks at it now because there's so much social media.
Well, Kanye did this to himself. This you can't blame the news media on this one. This was full on Kanye on his own Twitter page.
Well, we know what an idiot he is, what an imbecile.
Yeah, but it doesn't. You know, the thing is I'm not a huge Kanye fan, but if he gets to say whatever he wants, if he's having a mental breakdown, if he's fully in charge of his capacities, he gets to say what he wants without Hollywood erupting. This is what's such a bunch of junk. Like, if I went out and said, Snoop Dogg deserves to die, I'm issuing a cripple alert, could you imagine what would happen to me?
Yeah.
I'd be hung by my toenails from somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, because you're white and there's no way of offending people this way in that world.
And it's not, I mean, it doesn't do anything to heal the divide. It doesn't make anybody feel like they can tell you what they really think. Everybody's still going to hide what they really are, and everybody's just going to, it's really strange. It's, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there are things going on. It would be nice if we could smooth things over, make things better, perhaps making more friends, taking time to listen to others and get into somebody that you really want to have as your friend. Interesting study, research out of the University of Kansas this week. The focus is on making new friends and how time-consuming it is. The study finds that it takes 50 hours of time together to consider somebody a casual friend, 90 hours to consider them a real friend, and a 200-hour time commitment if you consider them to be a close friend.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It is a long time. And I think it gets to the bottom. Remember I said you'll never, ever not know how to spell friend again because a friend is a friend till the end? I think that there's a difference between being a friend and being an acquaintance. I think 50 hours, 90 hours, whatever it is, those are different degrees of acquaintanceship. I think you spend 200 hours, you get to know somebody, and you keep them. It's like love. Once you love somebody, if you really love them, you never, ever stop loving them. You don't. And if they're your friend, they're really your friend, they will always be your friend. There's no such thing as fair-weather friends. They are either your friends or they are not. And so I think that I think this is a very interesting study of reality. Somebody's always studying something. Okay. Speaking of studying, the ladies of the house, that is Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara, have been studying this new way to make your mom feel like she's the most special person. The ladies are raving about books. And so as Mother's Day is coming, we're going to call it Books Day and Mom's Day because of the new way to get flowers for Mother's Day in the form of books at books.com, BOUQS.com. Moms do not want online flowers. Moms want to have a feeling of being special. There's some, you know.
Moms want a bouquet that lasts. That's my mom's request.
Right, exactly. And we give some really bad gifts at times like this, awful gifts. We really do. There's a survey out of the kind of jewelry that people get for mom, or the sort of things, the gift certificates that are given. A lot of inappropriate stuff. This is very appropriate. Here's a guy who gave a gift certificate to a weight loss clinic to his mother last year. That's really saying I love you.
Jeez.
Only thing worse is giving that to your wife. Watch out.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
Does that come with a box of chocolates, too?
Yeah. That's a good question. No chocolates involved here. Bouquets of flowers. They are booking awesome. Books flowers, unique, very special, cut from the Books farms, delivered straight to your mother. No in-between person, no middleman. That's why they're as inexpensive as they are. The ladies are raving about that, too. Amazing flowers at an amazing price. Show your mom how you care. Go to Bouqs.com, BOUQS.com. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get 15% off. 15% off, code Doug at Bouqs.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with custom signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now through June 2nd, spend $25 or more in-store for a chance to win $1,000 worth of print marketing services. Visit staples.com/SMBweek for details and official rules. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Music. Emmy award-winning music. No, this is music from the TV show, the Emmy TV show. 23 and change after the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schiller with a focus on the two guys who do Weekend Update on SNL. What are they going to be doing? Is this kind of an interesting, the Emmy show? I'm trying to remember who hosted the Emmys last year. And I don't know, was it Patrick? No. Who was it that hosted the Emmys last year? You remember?
Was that the one that Kimmel did?
I thought it was Kimmel.
Yeah, maybe it was.
And then he went and did the Oscars, right?
Yeah, right.
So he moved from the Emmys to the Oscars, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So these two guys are going to do the Emmys. Is that a big step up for them?
It's huge exposure for them, yeah. And the reason that they're doing it is NBC gets to broadcast the Emmys this year, and they haven't had, they haven't hosted the Emmys on NBC since 1983.
Really?
So, since 2004. And so, in 1983, Eddie Murphy was the last SNL personality to host the Emmys. So it is kind of a big deal for them. The ratings for Weekend Update have kind of traditionally been the highest spike of the show.
Yep.
And so I think they both have really good chemistry together, and I think
Colin Jost and Michael Che.
Colin Jost.
him too.
There is no colon. That's an organ.
I have
Colin Jost
every day. Yes.
Great. Yeah, Colin Jost and Michael Che will be hosting together. And another thing that's different this year, they've moved it to Monday night instead of Sunday night, so it won't have to compete with Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
So NBC's probably trying to stack the deck in their favor. Yeah.
All right, let's get some music news in here. 25 after the hour. Bad news for fans of Bonnie Raitt. She has canceled her tour with James Taylor because of health issues. This is a woman who really has it together. She had a lot of problems when she was young with drugs, shook them off. But she surprised fans yesterday when she announced that her highly anticipated tour with James Taylor has been canceled because of an unspecified health issue. Quote, "We are extremely sorry to announce that Bonnie will not be out on the first leg of the tour with James Taylor because of medical situations. Following her annual physical, it was determined she needs to schedule some surgery. Prognosis is good. Full recovery is expected." She wrote, "I was so looking forward to our tour, but I'm very grateful doctors feel this can be taken care of with surgery. I'm feeling strong, and I'm in great hands with my wonderful team. I fully expect to return to the second leg of the tour in June, and then the European tour in July." So it's not being canceled. The first part of it is being so is he going out on his own,
well,
or are they just going to not do it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would assume he'd probably have to call up a friend and say, hey,
Carol
whoever,
King.
You know, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
someone is going to have to fill in, because that's people have really been buzzing about this tour.
Yeah.
She's gotten a lot of social media exposure.
It's a good combination. It really is.
Yeah.
She's fabulous, and his stuff holds, as they say, the test of time.
Yeah. The interesting thing to me, she won't say what happened
or what it is,
yeah. But how? What can you discover in a physical that all of a sudden you need surgery for?
Lumps.
Yeah. Any kind of cyst? I mean, I've had that before.
Yeah,
she's having to cancel the whole first leg of the tour?
Yeah, that's a little surprising. It seems like it would take a little recovery time.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe just because of her age. I don't know.
Yeah. Also in the music circle, Queen Latifah is going to perform at the 2018 Essence Festival. All-star lineup. Queen Latifah there with Mary J. Blige, Janet Jackson, Erykah Badu, and Jill Scott. Fans will get to enjoy some of the Queen's biggest hits, including Unity, Ladies First, and Bananas. Who are you going to call? The Essence Festival is in July in the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans. If I knew about it, I don't remember knowing about it. Does that make any sense?
It's been around for a long time.
The Essence Festival?
Yeah.
Is it mostly just black performers?
Yep. It's Essence Magazine.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. So last weekend was the Jazz Fest. Anybody hear any reviews about that?
We have to talk to our buddy Rich McFadden about that one.
Did
he always goes. I
didn't know
he did.
Went. No, he was here Friday.
And that's the first Jazz Fest he's missed in years.
Yeah, he's been going for a long time. You're right. 28 past the hour, DJ V time.
In this week's automotive news, do you like big sound inside your car? The new Toyota Avalon may be the vehicle for you. It has the biggest subwoofer in history that anybody's put inside an Avalon. The new JBL sound system also has four tweeters to enhance the sound of music that you play. Toyota has also created sound dampening systems that use three microphones inside the cabin in a quiet technology system that also pumps the new exhaust sound from the Avalon inside the vehicle. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll probably mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all stages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We're going to be talking about your life expectancy, how to live longer, in a manner of speaking, in a few minutes here on the DJB Show with Doug Steffen presenting Victoria and Kara here to talk about things that are of interest and import. Texas couple has been accused of holding a girl against her will for 10 years, subjecting her to abuse, forcing her to perform household chores. I don't get how all of this stuff takes place. These people force the girl to sleep on the floor of their home. They beat her with belts, according to the feds.
Did they kidnap her?
Yeah. The girl's not named, and that's probably a good thing. They don't even know how old she really is, or how she got here. She came from Guinea, and it looks like she was 5 when she got here. She was supposed to meet her family, never did. She's never been enrolled in a school. She's been just a laborer. She's just been a grunt for these. Who thinks like this? Again, too many people on the. Who in the world thinks?
I know.
Like,
did you hear the weird story? While we're in the bizarro news,
yeah, Mondo Bizarro.
Yeah, there's a guy who's. He was in California. He was just arrested yesterday. He's, I think, 36. And his wife was 65, and he apparently waterboarded her and was, like, torturing her for some reason. I don't know. He was on drugs and alcohol or whatever. It's the most bizarre story. And I guess he also had her for, like, 10 hours or something because she couldn't get out of the house. And then eventually she was able to call a friend or something, and then the police arrived. But it's such a weird story. And going along the lines of, like, who thinks that way? How do you even think of waterboarding your wife? I mean, you may want to sometimes, but you don't do it.
Here's something from those of you who are, or for people who are Dennis Miller fans. I remember him from SNL, did a radio show for a long time, doing commentary now, was a roaster at one point. And one of the White House correspondence dinners that I went to, he was the roaster. He's taking on Ms. Wolf in a big way and has some things. He refers to her as a horrid human being, H-O-R-R-I-D, horrid human being. And I guess that I'm...
Well, that's... I know he's super conservative and all, but come on, that's a little extreme. If a comedian's bombed...
Yeah, but she was pretty... Some of this stuff, even if you don't like Trump, you got to admit that this... Even though she said she had no regrets about what she did, I just think it goes... It's just more of the same stuff that doesn't contribute to solving anything. It doesn't make things better. Even what Dennis Miller is going to do doesn't make things better. At some point in time, I made reference earlier today to watching the episode of Homeland last night. The president resigns because she doesn't feel she's able to get things done. She's polarizing, and so she resigns and gives the reins to the vice president. There's something here that we got to figure out, and we haven't figured it out yet. But there are a lot of questions. Answers. I noticed somebody, and I just thought about this. I was looking at the Twitter feed, whether you know who Dennis Miller is. Do both you and Kara, Victoria, you and Kara know who Dennis Miller is?
I know who he is, yeah.
You know Kara who he is?
Yeah, I used to watch SNL with my parents a lot, and he was always on the TV. So.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to make sure. Here's something from the local news grind here in Framingham, my hometown in Massachusetts. There was a woman that was killed over the weekend in a car crash. And it turns out investigators have found that the driver of the car that killed this woman was a teenager, 16 and a half, just got his learner's permit, and he was drunk. 16-year-old kid, 16 and a half, on a learner's permit, behind the wheel, in a fatal operating under the influence. And who in the name of God lets their kids? First of all, 16 and a half these days, in my opinion, is too young to be getting a license. Kids just are not mature enough now to really understand what it's like to be in all the traffic these days. The traffic situation in most areas is horrendous. Kids at 16 and a half don't have the maturity. They don't have the judgment.
They're on their phones the whole time.
Yeah.
That's another thing that,
I don't really see that as a problem with the kids. I see that as a problem with how, you know, parents are teaching their kids responsibility. Because, I don't know, as when I was 16, there were plenty of kids who weren't mature. But I just feel like, I don't know, you have to teach your kids that you can't do that. And you have a major issue if you're not teaching your kid that they can't drive while on drugs and drinking alcohol. I mean,
well, what are they doing with drugs and alcohol at 16 and a half, no matter whether they're home or whether they wherever they are?
I think that kids have to learn how to do it at some point, and 16 is a good age to do so, because once you go to college, the opportunity to learn how to drive basically vanishes. Anyone I knew who didn't learn how to drive before they went to college, it was another like 5 years before they learned how to do so, if they learned at all, because you don't have anyone around to teach you, you don't have the time to do it, and you're supposed to get at least like 60 hours, so you need to learn to do it before you become an adult and before you go to college, but someone has to be out there to teach you how to be responsible before you do so. And I don't understand where the parents are. I don't know if this kid is like super wealthy and so their parents just aren't around and don't give a crap. Obviously, he has access to drugs somehow. So, I don't know. I don't think pushing the age limit up to learn how to drive is the solution. I think that you need better role models around to teach you how to do so.
Some states have gone up in the age.
Yeah.
There are some states now that are, it's 18.
Yep.
In New Jersey, where I grew up, it was always 17. I think it might be 18 now.
Well, in the old days, and I don't mean to sound like the old codger here, but when kids grew up on the farm, I learned how to drive a tractor when I was 9 years old. I've been driving. I drove buses. The school buses were headquartered at the farm where I grew up. I drove trucks. I knew how to drive, and therefore, today, at this age, with the responsibility and the experience I've had, I am an excellent driver. I'm not everybody, and things have changed a lot, but you have to give kids half a chance and the other people on the road half a chance, and a 16-year-old just doesn't have it. Sorry, and I'm not sorry I'm saying this. I just don't think that it is the appropriate time. A friend of mine next door to me said she was going to buy her daughter a little Toyota. She's 16 and a half, got a learner's permit. As soon as she gets a license, you've got to give her a car. Sorry. No.
Well, that's a different
code.
But what I'm saying is it's different between, you know, honoring, so like giving someone a car just because they have their learner's permit and teaching them how to drive. You learned how to drive when you were 9. Do you think that taught you responsibility in life? At some point, you have to learn responsibility. And if you're not learning it when you're a teenager, learning how to drive, when do you learn it?
That's a good question. So what's the fix?
So I got my learner's permit as soon as I could. Luckily, my parents had an old car of my grandparents that was, 10, 15 years old, and I learned how to drive in that. It's not like they gave me something, but that taught me so much responsibility. It taught me freedom. It taught me independence. And I think if you just keep pushing the age limit back, I don't think that does anything to help anyone. This is an unfortunate circumstance, but I don't think it's universal of all 16-year-olds.
I didn't say it was, but I think there's too many examples.
16-year-olds are too young to learn how to drive.
Well, I think they are in general. So I think you've got to draw the line someplace. Well,
what's the driving age in Massachusetts?
16 and a half. When I got my license, it was 16. So they inched it up a little bit. But I didn't have a car. I bought a car when I was a senior in college. Cost me $900. And my father said, "You want a car? Go buy one." So I was working at the Bull Farm in Tiffin, where I went to school. I worked on the radio station. I worked on the Bull Farm. And that's how I paid for the car, after I'd paid for the second installment of my tuition. It was $4,600 a year. Good God, I remember like it was yesterday. I paid half. My father paid half. Said, "You want a car? Fine. Go get it yourself."
I had to pay for mine, too, my first car. Yeah. My parents bought it from a friend of theirs, and then I made payments. I made payments to my parents for it.
Yeah. 43 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to focus on your life expectancy, the average life expectancy, what's happening with that statistic, and how do you keep yourself? You're going to be a statistic no matter what. How do you put yourself in the long column? We'll find out about that right after this.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with custom signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now through June 2nd, spend $25 or more in-store for a chance to win $1,000 worth of print marketing services. Visit staples.com/smbweek for details and official rules. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older.
All right, 44 past the hour on the DJV show. Sherry Martin is Vice President of Diabetes Global Medical Affairs at Eli Lilly, has oversight for diabetes medical affairs, the global medical affairs. And so I guess that's a good place for us to start, Dr. Martin. The whole business, the focus, if you will, on diabetes and what it does to our life expectancy. Are we better off now than we were 100 years ago or not?
We're better off than we were, Doug, but we know that for the 30 million people with diabetes in the United States, some recent research has demonstrated that the neighborhood that you live in, where you live, where you work, where your family is, can create a significant disparity in your health. For instance, as much as a 14-year decrease in life expectancy from a neighborhood that may be simply 10 miles away. And this is true for some of our underserved and lower socioeconomic neighborhoods.
Why do you suppose that is,
Doctor? Particular, yeah.
Why well, is that? What contributes?
Yes. That probably the major factors are around patients' access to health care. Their access, some of these areas are what we call commonly food deserts, where the right kind of grocery stores, et cetera, are not as open. And then the other part of it is that it can be a very difficult place to have safe outdoor physical activity. And, you know, private gyms, those kinds of things don't typically exist. So what happens is you get in a culmination of poor lifestyle habits combined with increased predisposition to diabetes associated with obesity. And then if you don't, on top of that, get access to good health care, I think that's probably the major factors that result in this disparity.
So now you've come up with an idea for a program that will sort of modify this reality. Is that a good way of looking at it? I mean, there are a lot of, as you've just described, neighborhoods all over the country, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're near a big city or in the south, the north. These pockets are all over the place, and the kinds of foods that people eat, we all know. We see the results. The obesity epidemic is out of control, and this is going to create a scenario where diabetes is, and if I get this correctly, you've studied these neighborhoods, and diabetes is more prominent in some of these neighborhoods than in other areas where there is more likely to be better food or other choices. Exercise one of them.
So, and that's exactly right, Doug. When we studied this and looked at the prevalence of diabetes in the three neighborhoods that we're going to be running the pilot, which I'll share a few brief details, the typical prevalence of diabetes in the United States is around 9 to 10%. In these neighborhoods, it's almost double that, almost 18%.
All right. So you chose three neighborhoods. Lilly's going to do three neighborhoods with cooperation of locals. And what's going to happen? How are you going to try to fix the problem?
Well, we're partnering with community health clinic system as well as with a public health education system, an IUPUI, and we have a model that we have tested in other parts of the world, and we decided we now need to bring this home right here in our own backyard, where we send community health care workers that are trusted and known individuals in the community, and they go door to door and have conversations and talk to people about
really?
What's going on in their lives.
How have they been received? Are you already on to this? How have these people been received as you roll this out?
Well, we're starting it. We're announcing it today in Indianapolis, but we've been doing this exact pilot in some other underserved parts of the world, for instance, in Mexico. And I'll say that the program in Mexico has now been rolled out by the Mexican national government using community health care workers because
really?
It was so effective. The key is that these are people who are, you know, they're trusted. They're known in the community.
Yeah.
And then you pair that with a community partner, such as a church and leading pastors. And in addition, you then have access, because we already do have some clinics in these neighborhoods where people could go and access care. So we'll help drive people to understand, you can go here, you can get care, you can have that personal relationship with a health care provider. Mm-hmm. And then we'll follow up. We'll visit people in their homes. We'll find out how they're doing. And the key aspect of this is that we're going to measure. We're going to take data from these encounters, things like hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of glucose control.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll report it, and we'll find out, is this something that can work elsewhere?
What's the website? If local leaders are listening, they want to try this in their community, who do they get to, or what's the website?
The website is diabetes.iupui.edu.
Thank you. Dr. Sherry Martin here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is the music from the dumbest movie I've seen in a long, long time. And the ladies tell me I didn't get it because it's a stoner movie. So maybe that is, I don't know. This is, what do they call it, Super Troopers 2. I didn't see number one, and the reason that I went to see it is because I found out over the weekend that it was shot here in my backyard. So I got a kick out of seeing, those of you who may have seen it, I think there are probably three people in the country who have seen it, or, unless you're a stoner, there's a local sawmill that was the scene for the end of the movie. And then there are scenes of Route 85 where they stop the traffic and just stuff that was shot all over the place around here that I recognized.
God, I really wish that Doug had made a cameo, like on his tractor or something.
Yeah,
that would have been amazing.
Anyway, it's just plain stupid. There's a market for that stuff. Otherwise, Rob Lowe is in it, Linda Carter was in it, and a bunch of other people that I'd never seen or heard of before, other than Brian Cox, who's a very reputable, respectable actor. He's playing a goofball as well. Rob Lowe is completely stupid in it. They just must have, this is like the old Burt Reynolds movies, when a bunch of friends get together and just screw off for a couple of months, and they put it on film, and it becomes a movie. And that's really kind of what it looked like to me. But they seem to have had fun, and it's okay if you enjoy that sort of thing. I wasn't uncomfortable in it, just because I was looking for, okay, I know that road, and I know that place, and I've been there. And they took, one of the scenes is in front of a farm where I do the haying, which is only a stone's throw from here. And how they redid, this is an old farm stand that they redid to look like the outside of a brothel. And they drive in, and actually, I think, I remember when this happened, they did it over a weekend, and where they redo the front of the store, and, you're walking in, it's actually a farm stand, but you walk in, you see them walking in from the outside, and then they go onto a stage set in Los Angeles. So all the outdoor stuff was done in my neighborhood, and all the inside stuff was done on a sound stage in Los Angeles.
Ted,
and
you really missed an opportunity here, because you could have made a cameo in the movie, and then you could have started growing hemp on your farm, and then you could have advertised yourself as the guy in the movie, and you could have gotten the entire audience for the movie to come buy hemp off of your farm.
There you go. Thank you for that idea. In a moment. Oh, by the way, Chucker's not here today in Movie Moments. I want to talk about 3D movies, virtual reality headsets, 4D movies, all this stuff. There's a new movie that apparently lets you smell some of the scenes. Shakes your seat and even rains on you. That's what we need at the theater. Stand by for that observation after this.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Colorado Senator Nancy Todd, Chair of Women in Government, and this May is National Osteoporosis Month. Broken bones are very painful, but for the aging population, weak bones can be deadly. One in two women and up to one in four men over the age of 50 will break a bone during their lifetime because of osteoporosis. Talk with your doctor about warning signs. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
All right, so, Victoria, there's a new 4D movie theater opening in New York that was originally the company's headquartered in South Korea, the first 4DX theater in partnership with Regal Cinemas at Regal Union Square Stadium 14 on Broadway. New Yorkers are talking about this, apparently. You get a ticket for a 4DX film.
Can you explain what 4D is?
4DX is the next, it is virtual sort of reality movies where not only can you see like you do with a 3D, but the movie theater is filled with smell. Like if there's a scene in a restaurant, you can smell the food cooking.
That's weird. I don't know that I need that.
What if it's like in a back alley and there's a dumpster? Do you get that smell too?
Yeah, right. It's all the smell.
Do you have to wear goggles or a headset?
Yeah, you wear the 3D stuff. You don't have to.
Glasses.
Everything else comes. Yeah. It even rains when the theater is.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Pass.
Crazy stuff. All right, there it is. At the movies. Movie Moments, 59 past the hour.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.